Now the news. I'm Shane Bigham. China and Angola have announced the elevation of bilateral ties to a comprehensive strategic cooperative partnership. This came as Chinese President Xi Jinping met with visiting Angolan President João Lourenço in Beijing. The Chinese leader hailed the China-Angola traditional friendship, noting that the two countries celebrated the 40th anniversary of diplomatic ties last year. President Xi said the ever-deepening mutual trust and cooperation have benefited the peoples of both nations. President Lourenço said Angola welcomes more Chinese enterprises to invest in his country. Following their talks, the two leaders witnessed the signing of cooperation documents on the Belt and Road, economy and trade, agriculture, and green development. Huang Yue has more.
President Xi Jinping stressed that the cooperation between China and Angola has a huge potential and a promising future. He said the two sides should strengthen high-quality Belt and Road cooperation, synergize their development strategies, and improve the quality and efficiency of practical cooperation. He said China is ready to work with Angola to implement key infrastructure projects and help Angola realize agricultural modernization, industrialization, and economic diversification. In response, President João Lourenço said Angola-China relations have maintained high-level development. He noted that China was the first country to provide support to Angola when its civil war ended and when the country was struggling with the COVID-19 pandemic. The president said China's support has greatly promoted Angola's infrastructure construction and socioeconomic development.
China's securities watchdog says it'll boost supervision of initial public offerings, listed companies, brokers, and public offering funds. The China Securities Regulatory Commission says it'll also improve its own capacities and intensify its crackdown on financial fraud. The regulator says it'll enhance random sampling and on-site probes of companies slated for listing. The carrier rocket for China's Chang'e 6 lunar probes arrived at the Wenchang Space Launch Center in Hainan Province. The carrier vehicle will undergo assembly and testing at the launch site together with the lunar probe, which is scheduled for launch in the first half of the year. The probe's tasked with collecting samples from the far side of the moon. The mission will be the first of its kind in human history. China's completed the first material exposure tests on its space station. The equipment and samples have been transferred from the exterior of the station to its airlock module. The orbiting crew of Chinese astronauts then move the experimental assembly to the lab module. China's Shenzhou spacecraft will carry the samples back to Earth for further research. The experimental equipment's been in orbit for 1 year. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has approved the Israeli army's plan for an operation in Rafah. His office said Israel also rejected Hamas demands about the release of hostages in exchange for Palestinian prisoners. Earlier, Israeli officials said the country received Hamas's response to a new ceasefire deal proposed by Qatari mediators. Hamas also confirmed that it's presented a comprehensive vision of a truce in Gaza. Russia's eighth presidential election is underway and will continue until Sunday. There are four candidates, including President Vladimir Putin. 3 days of voting are taking place at more than 90,000 polling stations. The final results will be confirmed by March 28th by Russia's Central Election Commission. Mikhail Bar-David has more from Moscow.
Voting has begun, but this is going to be the first time that voting is going to take place across 3 days. It started at 8 a.m. It's going to continue until Sunday, 8 p.m. So there's plenty of time to vote for Russians, and electronic voting is also available. So people have started to line up to vote, but we are expecting that it's going to be more crowded over the weekend, especially on Sunday. For the first time, voting is also taking place in what Russia calls its new territories, four of them in Ukraine. So this is also significant for Moscow. There are 112.3 million people who are potentially able to vote in this election, and another 1.9 million abroad who can vote for Russia.
Germany's canceled more than 580 flights after a walkout by security staff at five major airports. Thursday's industrial action disrupted travel plans for roughly 90,000 passengers. Germany's second largest trade union, Verdi, called the strike, demanding higher pay. Four rounds of negotiations have failed to secure an agreement, the next round slated for March 20th. And that's the news. I'm Shane Bigham.